We're flipping the order of our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, as tonight is a huge night at West Bank Arena. The Nailers do have a 2-1 lead over the Cincinnati Cyclones at the end of two, and I am thrilled to be joined by Nailers COO John Davis. And John, this is one of those nights, and I told Isaac this during the national anthem. I said, take a look around. Just soak in the atmosphere, and we've got people all the way in every section of West Bank Arena packed to the back wall. This yes. has to be just such an experience for everybody here tonight.
You know, DJ, I think that you can speak to it as well as anybody, being in the amount of games that you have been in. But especially coming out of the pandemic, I think that all of us are trying to figure out how this now works and how things are evolving and what are priorities to us. And so it's been an evolution as people have been coming back. But it is clear tonight that if you have the right atmosphere and you have the right promotions and the things that are going on, that the great people of Wheeling are ready to come out and support us.
We'll talk about the promotion and the fans here in a moment. But for you and the front office staff, you mentioned I've been here for 12 years, so I've seen some pretty incredible nights. But what's it been like to look at the faces of your staff, Alexa and Kevin, who work so hard selling tickets, yeah. John Parrish, Carrie, Sam, who this is their first experience of what it is going to be a sellout tonight, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. No. We are definitely at a sellout. We are over 5,000 tickets wow. sold. There are no two seats available for sale together, contiguous. So we are definitely at a sellout. And I would tell you, here's the thing, DJ. Unfortunately, for nights like this, our staff doesn't get to participate at all. We are manning the sorting hat station that's in one corner, and we are manning our fan assistants, and we are manning for our Boy Scouts and all that kind of stuff. We were just talking out front. None of us knew what the score was.
That means you're working extremely hard.
Yes.
To have this night come together, and this has been a fun learning experience yeah. for you for sure.
Yes.
As we talked about putting this night together, and you're like, well, I don't know a thing. I've never been to Universal. And what was it like to learn about Wizards and Wands while making this night's magic happen?
So here's what I would tell you, ladies and gentlemen. And this is going to be a lesson for everybody that it's nice to remind yourself. Is that the whole world does not see things the way that you do. And so to take a step back and understand that, because I was the first one to say there is not that many Harry Potter fans in Wheeling or in the Ohio Valley heading up to Steubenville, and there's just not that many people that are going to be into it. Yet I had DJ Abasala in our office, who was a believer, and I had Alexa, who was a believer. I had Carrie, who was a believer, that said, no. And so I shut up and stood out of the way, and now we have a sold-out building here tonight. People are having a great time. They're sitting in their houses. They're excited. They're wearing the people are wearing their specific outfits for their houses, and they're sitting in those sections. Like, people have 100% bought into it, and it has been something to just stand back and just appreciate and smile.
So is it safe to say now that you do indeed believe in magic?
Oh my, it's here. It's here, folks, because listen, it's been a while since the Civic Center, West Banco Arena, the whatever you want to call what has been here for all of us in so long. And I remember, because I was here for the first three seasons of the Thunderbirds, where this was the usual, but like, crowds don't get around that like this. And to hear tonight that we have people in every corner of this building, and they're waving wands, and they're waving their house colors, and they're wearing their clothes that they brought with them, and they're drinking butterbeer by the gallon, DJ. The line for butterbeer has not stopped all night long.
Have you tried some yet?
No, sir. I haven't had a chance.
I know. Me neither. They were going to bring some up for us, but it's been a constant line I'm hearing downstairs.
I am told that it is as good as what is sold at Universal, that they got it right from there. Alexa on our staff has said she's had three.
Oh.
Like, I think she's having a butterbeer amid. Right? But it is just, like, that has been the magic. And we're seeing it here in this building tonight. And one other thing I would add, not to just keep rambling.
No, go ahead.
But you hear so many young kids cheering tonight, right? So, like, when Corey's saying, let's hear some noise, you're hearing a lot of shrill cries of young kids, and that is the best part of it, right? Like, their energy, their ability to be in an atmosphere like this and to be at their first hockey game probably and experience how the high, like, action that comes with being at a hockey game, the up and down and the scoring and the shooting and all that. It's just been a great, great night, and it's been great to just watch people enjoy.
How much of the wizarding world of the Wheeling Nailers have you seen tonight? Like you said, you haven't had a chance to get to the Butterbeer. I know that we had a line all the way down from the front door, past the back door for the Wands, and then
out
you also
Main Street.
Had the Sorting Hat, and you had the Wizarding acceptance letters.
Yeah, the acceptance letter to the Wizarding School.
Good.
So, DJ, like, where I've seen it is there. Like, I've seen it at our stations for sure. But more importantly, I have seen it in the people who are coming in wearing Harry Potter pants with stuff on them. And they all have the yellow and maroon scarves, you know, and they're wearing hats and they're wearing shoes and they're wearing, you can see the garb that people brought with them. So as much as we tried to prepare and we tried to put as much into promotions as we possibly could, and we put pom-poms to try to bring out the houses and all that kind of stuff, the people attending have brought just as much of the party as we tried to bring too, and it has been a great experience.
I know we'll do the promos in summer, May, June, July.
Yes.
Round two of this?
Listen, 2023-24 is the Harry Potter year. We're going to just, the whole season's going to be Harry Potter. We are going to just celebrate the houses each month. No, listen, obviously, we're going to get into it, but for sure, this, we hit, like, there's so much that we did in terms of marketing and selling and stuff, but, like, it's undeniable that we struck a nerve here that we can't take credit for, that it is, the people came out for it because they loved it, and we're going to try to honor that for sure and bring that back. And we're going to try to find other areas like this that are important to people that we can bring them out and make it a part of our Nailer games.
Very next one is right around a month from now.
Yes.
Pittsburgh Penguins Night.
Yes.
Get it on the calendar, February 11th.
Yes. So here's the thing with Penguins Night. We are on the cusp of confirming a number of different veteran players from the Pens, big names that are going to be here for Penguins Night. We have Country Night that is going to be coming up in March 11th, that we're going to have a post-game concert, that we booked a well-known recording artist to come out here and play a concert for whoever, everybody who wants to be in attendance afterwards. We're going to do a whole country theme night around that. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up, DJ.
It's awesome. Congratulations,
yes,
John.
Congratulations, awesome. DJ. You were just as much a part of this as anybody.
Absolutely amazing tonight, and hopefully we got a good third period. And you maybe get a piece of this one as we hope to get this one into the win column
tonight. Yes, sir. Thank you, Wheeling. Thank you guys for, or thank, more than Wheeling. Thank you, Ohio Valley. Thank you for coming out and supporting us tonight. It has been great, and we know that it has been beyond us, and we appreciate you, and we welcome you out the rest of the year.
Very good. John Davis, the COO of the Wheeling Nailers. The Nailers have a 2-1 lead over the Cincinnati Cyclones at the end of two periods of play. Isaac and I will have a recap of the second period coming your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.